fam?
What up, fam?
It's good, y'all. Feels good, right?
Feels good, right?
Yeah, I know it, dude.
I know it, dude.
And without further ado,
we
broadcasting live. CA to NY.
Like an especially an unannounced FaceTime call.
Oh fuck no!
The fuck am I supposed to do with that?
I'll FaceTime Howell sometimes, like when he's at work on his lunch break, but yeah. To show him like Bruno or to show him like something that I wanted to see,
right?
Like, not because I mean eventually he'll see me, but I don't necessarily look good.
Or like, you ever see how Cardi B sometimes will go on Instagram Live, but she won't show her face? She'll just be like fucking like
titty.
Speaking up, or just like her hands or something. Like, yeah, we don't need to show our faces every single time, all the time. I don't need to do that.
Yeah. For work, we have like Zoom meetings every Friday. And I just started fucking randomly turning off my camera now. And I'm like, I don't know why my camera's not working. I just told my boss, I don't know why my camera's not working. But really, like, I want to eat or something.
Yeah.
Like, what are you looking at me for?
Right. There's no reason.
Oh, it's dumb. It's stressing me out because I finished my ballot and I was like, yesterday I finished it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go drop it off at the fire station has a ballot box.
Mm-hmm.
But then I fell asleep yesterday and then I just didn't do it. And then today I was like, I'm going to go drop it off. And then I finally had like some free time and I texted you and you said like an hour. And I was like, oh, perfect. I could go drop it off right now. And then I laid down and I was like, I'm tired. Nah. This is like on my to-do list. I got to do that today.
Yeah, did you hear that thing about how all throughout Southern California, there are Republican organizations that are setting up fake ballot drop boxes?
Yeah, that's such bullshit.
And they're like, so what? Like, they're like, we're not going to stop.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. Did you track yours?
Yes. And they
you did? Okay.
Almost immediately, I want to say like, I don't know, 2-3 days later, I got an email that was like, oh, we got it. Your vote will be counted.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to do that then. Because I was like, do I need to do this? But then I saw the fake ballot shit going around. And I was like, fuck, all right, I got to do this. Now there's two things on my to-do list.
Then I was like, how do I know the one I dropped it off at was real? But then I saw the ones that they were posting that were fake.
They were like,
and I was
all
like,
black.
They were like janky looking.
Yeah, they can't even do that shit right. You're fucking ridiculous. Speaking of politics, did you see that Melania said that Barron had...
Yeah.
COVID?
Yeah.
I'm glad he's okay. It says that he's doing fine or whatever.
Yeah, and he was asymptomatic and everything.
Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah, thank goodness.
He don't deserve this.
He really doesn't. I always feel sad for him because he just always looks like deflated.
It's just a kid.
It's like the word.
He always, like, I'm telling you, every time I see pictures of him, I think of Bruno. Like, he just looks all like kind of confused and a little bit scared.
Did you see the president talking about Barron having it? And he was like, my beautiful tall son Barron had it.
Barron is cute, dude. He might be his most I mean, he's definitely gonna be his most handsome son.
Well,
not
that
there's much to fight off there.
You're telling me you don't got the hots for Don Jr.?
I mean,
like Aubrey O'Day.
I mean, no. Let me look at Don Jr. real quick. What is this?
What is this?
Barron will be handsome, I think.
I mean, we'll see. This is exactly what he said. He said, my Barron. My tall Barron. He's very tall. My
he's
beautiful
looking
kind
of awkward right now. Damn, I haven't seen these pictures of him now that he's older.
It's because he's all lanky. He had that growth spurt, so you know.
Yeah, he's got a... fall into that.
Me, I had my growth spurt in sixth grade. I'm the same height I was in sixth grade now.
Really, me?
Yeah. So it's like, I thank God it wasn't a little bit later when you're already like looking all like you've got acne and you're all awkward and like gross. Like I had my growth spurt early and then I was just like done with it.
Oh, damn. Hoa was telling me he had his growth spurt right before senior year of high school. He said he went from like 5'8" to like 6 foot in like one summer. And he was like, what the fuck?
Remember Dennis Rodman at like 22 or something grew from like 6'2 to like 6'8 or some shit?
What did he eat that summer, I wonder? That's what I'm talking about.
Milk. They say it does the body good.
I don't like milk. Fuck that. Hey, but that Trader Joe's blueberry lavender almond milk. Let me put you guys on some white women shit.
Please spill the tea on this shit.
This shit is fucking bomb. Trader Joe's just dropped a almond milk flavored blueberry almond. I mean, hold on. I
can
talk.
Can you?
Blueberry lavender flavored almond milk. And that shit slaps.
Yo, I want to put that in some black tea.
Yeah, I may. My only complaint is that it's kind of small, like the package. Like,
oh, it's that thin, like paper.
Yeah, like make a bigger size of that shit, bro. Yeah, Done with it. 4 days in.
Is it sweet?
Two-person household. Not like overwhelmingly sweet. It's perfect.
Okay, cool.
Perfect also because sometimes I like to add my own like honey or agave or whatever the fuck. Right. So I like to be in control of those kinds of things.
I got this granola on deck. You know that brand Love Granola? Yeah. So the one I usually get is like the dark chocolate one that has the strawberries in it. Or is it strawberries or is it raspberries or some shit? Anyway, they didn't have that one. So I had to get this like coconut one. So I'm thinking when that blueberry lavender almond milk gets here, hit it with that granola, with that coconut granola. Ooh, you got yourself a picture.
Cigarettes, granola, almond milk. Whoa.
I'm 32 years old.
this is the kind of shit that excites me.
Especially in quarantine, though, because it's not like, you know.
There's not much to look forward to. I was just complaining about this year, and then I feel bad. Like, I don't know. It's just like, this year fucking sucked.
But I mean, you're not the only one saying that. You know, like, we're all
in that boat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not fair.
I think it's okay to let it out.
Yeah, right? Like, it's just like, fuck, man. Like, on some personal shit, Joel was in school and then he started working. So, like, we got double income now. But who gives a fuck?
Right, right.
We're not enjoying it. Like, we can't go anywhere.
True. Oh, I'm looking at this picture of Baron.
Yeah, he's awkward now. I take it back. I thought when he was a little pup, he looked like he was going to be cute.
He's tall as fuck. You know who he looks like? He looks like Melania's dad.
Oh, really? She has a dad? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's an anchor baby. Or she's like a, what do they call that shit? Trail migration or something?
Oh.
Where she brought like her parents over here.
Once she got her papers?
Yeah. And that's what they want to end because, you know.
Victor, you know how they are. Oh, he does look like Baron. That's weird. How tall is Melania? She's a model, so.
She's a quote-unquote model. Like, she's
she's not like model?
She's like a print model.
Okay.
But she's not short. I want to say.
She's 5'11", man.
She's 5'11"? She's taller than me?
Yeah.
I don't believe that shit.
I mean, that's Google. fuck you, Google.
She doesn't look that tall compared to him. She looks like smaller than him, and he's 6'1"?
That's probably by design.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
They put him in platforms and shit. Mm. I like this little bomber jacket that Baron has on.
That's the picture I was looking at.
Yeah, that shit's pretty sick, actually.
I love that jacket. I love a bomber jacket.
I'm gonna fucking jack you, Baron. Watch out. All right, I got Lake Show, baby. The Lakers are the fucking champs.
The world champions. I have something in relation to that. Let's get this shit out of the way. All right.
This sounds serious.
Also, because that's the only thing I got written down. So.
I did some research right before we started recording because I wanted to have something to bring.
Because you're a professional.
Yeah. I don't have that much more. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so yes, the Lakers, champions of the world. Congratulations, Lakers. We love you.
Yep.
Something hilarious happened.
Okay, what?
So after the game, they're doing their little like trophy presentation and everything. Everybody's celebrating. And so they get, remember, they're in the bubble. So they have to get back on the bus to go back to their hotel.
Uh-huh.
They forgot Quinn Cook.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah.
So my boy J.R. Smith is in the bus, like on Instagram Live, like partying, just like doing what the fuck J.R. Smith does, what we love him for, why he's here shirtless. And Quinn Cook is all in the mentions and the comments talking about, hey, yo, tell them to stop. Don't let tell them to wait for QC. And then they're like, and then he kept commenting, He was like, tell them to make a U-turn. Because then they left. And then at the end, he was like, man, I just won a championship. And now I got to walk back to the hotel.
Oh, God.
I forgot about you, bro.
That shit's funny. I saw a video. I saw J.R. Smith and LeBron at a Nike running store in San Fran, like a few years ago. This was... Mm-hmm. They were both not on the Lakers.
Right.
And I remember I didn't know who the fuck J.R. Smith was. I sent you the picture. Uh-huh. And you were like, that's J.R. trying to get the pipe Smith. Because he had like slid into some girl's DMs and yeah. he asked her if she's trying to get the pipe.
That was like what he, it wasn't even a hello. I feel like it was just like, hey, you trying to get the pipe?
And can I get a ride? Because my team left me. Oh, J.R. Smith just taking L's.
No, it was Quinn Cook who got left.
Oh, my bad, my bad. J.R. Smith was the one partying.
J.R. Smith is unforgettable. You can't forget J.R. As soon as like they close the door, someone's going to be like, hey, where's J.R.?
That's true. Oh, God. Okay, the other things I had written down was Cardi.
Her nipples?
Yeah, Cardi. No, Cardi nudes, but then also she's back with Offset. Ugh. Why she do this? Cardi, we were rooting for you.
Yeah. I saw there was a BuzzFeed article where it was like, Cardi finally explains her relationship status with Offset. And then I clicked it and it said what she said. They wrote what she said. I was like, that doesn't explain shit.
Yeah. It's just click BuzzFeed, aka clickbait.
Cardi was just like, you know, it was my birthday. I was lonely. What can I say? I wanted to get some dick.
Yeah. But they're back together, right?
I don't know. Like, she didn't say one way or another, but she said, like, I'm hot and I'm cold. Like, I'll love you one day. I'll hate you the next day. Or I'm going to show you this is what the fuck is going to happen if you mess with me another day or whatever. She's just like.
It's just not good, dude. Yeah. If you filed for divorce twice, I would say maybe it's time to walk away from that.
No one's going to blame you.
Yeah,
you know. But he got her a billboard.
Ooh,
he got her a billboard stamp. And it said from culture.
Oh my gosh. That's so stupid. You're spending your money in stupid ass ways. Did you see he like posted some Rolls Royce embroidered baby seat he got for their daughter?
Well, he got her the seat and then he got Cardi the Rolls Royce. Oh, like it was okay. Like the match. That was Cardi's birthday present. And I thought it was cute that he got the matching car seat, though. That was cute.
Sure, man. Why on earth you need to spend $10,000 on a car seat?
That shit was $10,000?
Yes. This is the stupidest fucking waste of money. This is the worst financial investment of all time. How many children could you have, sir?
It's a... Well, I mean... It's a waste of money because Cardi doesn't know how to drive. And this is like the fourth car that he's gotten her.
Just stop, dude. Get her a fucking Uber. Give her an Uber or something. Yeah.
He got her like this blue Lamborghini. And I was like, damn, that's dope. But then I remember when he got her that, Cardi was like, I was so happy. They got his and hers Lamborghinis. And then she was like, yeah, it's like she was posing with it, but she was like, I don't know how to drive though.
I remember when she first started making money on Love and Hip Hop and she posted that she bought herself a Rolls Royce and she was just like twerking next to it. I didn't realize she couldn't drive. I just thought she was doing it for the vibes.
I respect it either way.
Oh man.
It's like having a handbag. Like you don't really need a handbag anymore because like, I mean, what do you got in there? I mean, I got all kinds of shit in my purse.
I mean,
don't get me wrong, but I don't need it. But
I think I'll fight you on this one. I got lots of shit I need.
But
in
I
my
don't
purse.
Need anything in there. The only thing I need is my phone, and my phone is in my hand.
I guess sometimes you need stuff, though. What if you go to like a little ratchet ass store that doesn't take Apple Pay?
True.
Or like a bar that we are not going to bars. Yeah. So yeah, I guess your ID. If you're driving, I guess you could just leave that shit in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. No, I need this shit.
I mean, I need it. I'm certainly not leaving it anywhere, but sometimes I'm like, I'm really carrying around all this shit.
Yeah, for no reason. Yeah. Your neck starts to hurt and shit.
I got 3 Cold Stone gift cards in my purse. Like, when am I going to Cold Stone?
That's fucked up. Let's go. Man, you know I'm fat. This is fucked up. You've been keeping this. You've been giving not one, not two, but 3 gift cards for me.
Dude, it's like $45.
That's great. You know how much ice cream
I get? I know. Well, Cold Stone is kind of expensive, though.
Yeah, they're all kind of expensive. I saw somebody on Twitter talking about, is Jenny's worth it? I was like, yes, bitch. After I went with you that weekend, I started getting ads, I think because I paid with my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, do I need to order this? That's I almost ordered a quart. And I was like, let me stop.
Yeah. If anyone on earth ever asks you if Jenny's is worth it, even if you've never had it, just say yes.
Yeah, that shit is so bomb.
Yeah, just fucking go.
Yeah. Did you see Ice Cube this week?
Oh, God. Yeah,
that was another thing I saw.
Okay, so Ice Cube, I guess, started an initiative called, like, the Platinum Plan that is supposed to be a political initiative to try to get the government to invest more in Black-owned businesses and in Black America in general.
Right.
Fucking great. Perfect. And then he said that he presented the plan to both parties and got to both candidates, I should say.
Right.
And got an email back from the Biden team that was like, cool, we'll talk about this after the election. And then he got an email back from Team Trump and they were like, we love it. Blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, ready to like back it immediately.
Right. So then, of course, Team Trump went on record and they were like, oh, guess who we have in our corner? Ice Cube.
They used it as like a ploy to like basically say that he was supporting them and working with them.
Right, right, right.
To gain more votes. This is like what happened to Bob Marley that time he signed up to do that free concert.
Right.
And then they just kind of used it as like a political thing. And mm-hmm. he's like, no, that's not what it was at all. But it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good at all. Because then he was like, first of all, I've never endorsed a candidate or some shit.
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's not good. You better endorse somebody. Shut up.
Wait, but then I saw a video of him on some political show, not one that's like on TV, like a web one or something. And they were trying to ask him what was in the Platinum Plan. He didn't know like a goddamn thing in it.
Oh, my God.
Really? Like after all this where you're just like, oh, you know, it's like good for them for responding to me or whatever. Like you're still this your non-endorsement was like a soft endorsement, honestly.
Yeah. Seriously.
And it's like after all that, you don't even know what the fuck is in the plan.
Yeah.
And then Diddy today.
Oh, yeah. Diddy announced a new party, right? That he was starting a new political party.
Yeah.
The Black Party. Is it just called that?
Yeah. Our Black Party.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I hear you. If you're underrepresented in politics, the best thing you can do is organize. But it's like coming from Diddy, like especially this close to an election and stuff, it just seems like branding. It seems like a money grab or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. Diddy isn't somebody who we've seen in the past necessarily do well amongst like even like his Black peers. So mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to be taking political advice from Diddy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's still like you said, yeah, definitely organize. And I think there are better ways this could have been done, especially so close to an election for
yeah.
sure.
Especially because you know what? There's people that do this. There's people that are on the ground. Black organizers, all grassroots, people of color that have been doing this, that are out there doing the work, and then you just show up and you're like, guess what, everybody follow me now.
I'm a stop bad boy. On it. That's just ridiculous.
May should start a counter party.
I know. That's what I was thinking of. Like, give Mace the fucking rights to the song back. You want to do something good for the Black community.
Yeah, so Diddy did that shit today. And then, at lest we forget, Kanye's still running for president. Did he show up on your ballot?
Yeah. Ugh. He's a VP, right?
Yeah. But then I saw on other ballots he was a presidential candidate or like people were just writing him in because he wasn't on the ballot.
And that's bullshit. I saw stupid ass Courtney was wearing like vote Kanye stuff all over her Instagram. Ugh. I'm like, please go down the fucking hole you were trying to go down when you canceled the show. Like nobody gives a fuck what you have to say. You guys live in a different fucking planet from like 99% of us.
Right.
More than that, honestly.
I saw that. So there's something about when people call Kim Kimberly that sends me every time. I don't know why. It's just like, I'll just start laughing. Anyway, I don't know why. That shit is so fucking funny to me. Anyway,
do you think it's funny when people call me Stephanie?
No.
Because I'm worthy of a full name or what?
Because it's usually if they call her Kimberly, it's like they're about to drag her or something. Oh, okay. Or they just did. Or anyway, so she posted these pictures of herself, I want to say on her Instagram or on her, yeah, on her Instagram, that are just like, vote, like, you can change the world if you vote, whatever. And then,
bitch, shut the fuck up. Oh my god. And talk then, to your man.
That's what somebody wrote. Somebody was like, how about you tell your husband to pull out of the race, Kimberly?
Yeah. Are you that fucking low key? I mean, they don't have a real marriage, but still,
right.
You know, what the hell is this? She's not even wearing, like, it's just like a photo shoot, and she's just plugging.
Yes, yes.
She's just like, vote. What? I saw somebody fucking like slowed down this interview that they had in this season of the Kardashians of the baby one, Kylie.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And like her eye, when she blinks, her eyes blink off. Like what? Like one goes down like at a slower pace than the other and stuff.
Is
and
that a like, neurological disease?
They're like, yo, she has so much fucking shit in her face that she can't even fucking blink right. I was like, dude.
I saw Kim and Paris promoting Skims today.
Yeah, me too. That's cool. That's a flex for sure.
I like the full circle of their friendship, whatever it is.
Yeah, somebody said that they think, I think I just saw it on Twitter, they were like, the way that it still looks like Paris is the one in charge or something.
Yep, yeah.
And I was like, I kind of like that, but then also, is this just because this is a fucking white, blonde white bitch? Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I like any drag of Kimberly Kardashian West. But also, this seems kind of schmacist.
I think that that's part of it, but I also think it's like Paris, since she was a child, has just like had that air about her.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, because she's money for real.
Right, right.
She don't have to pretend or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So she's just gonna act that way around anybody.
Where like, yeah, the Kardashians have like something to prove, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's my last name's Hilton, bitch. Like,
yeah.
Hey, acts about me. I mean, she don't have nothing to prove. Remember when she was doing those like cooking like videos?
Oh, Cooking with Paris. Yeah.
Yeah, they were so funny, and I loved like whatever kitchen she was in was like completely outdated.
Uh-huh.
It was like the fucking Italian style that was in like 15 years ago, like dark browns and granite and shit.
I think that was that's Kathy's house. That's her mom's house.
Yeah, but it's like she don't have to fucking have some like cold ass like cement house like Kim. Like, she don't give a fuck. She got another broom. Yeah. I'm cooking in my mama's house, bitch. 1 of 10.
I saw that Kendall and Kylie got into a fist fight or something.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was like, damn, they really have run out to shit. Because remember last season, Kim and Courtney got into a fist fight, so they're just gonna start fighting now. Maybe we should keep the show on.
Yo,
celebrity death match.
Oh, I love that show.
Remember that? It used to be so funny.
But I was gonna ask you, because you have siblings, if like that, you think that's normal?
What, fighting like that?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Like fist fighting?
Yeah, because they were like, you know, they kept saying like, oh, we're sisters. Like, that happens sometimes between sisters.
No. Well, so let me fall back there, because I don't have sisters. So, but like, yeah, it wouldn't be okay for me and my brothers to fist fight.
But what about your brothers? Did they like fist fight?
Yeah, and it wasn't okay. Oh. It was not a good thing. Yeah.
Sure, but it happened is my question.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
But Kylie and Kendall fight was about like who's going to give who a ride or some shit.
Was it? That's funny. No. Could you imagine if you had siblings, May? You would never fight with them.
That's true.
You would never talk to them.
Yeah, it's true. It's like on my deathbed, just like come closer. Hello.
I'm
nice May. To meet you.
Oh my God.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Drama Club. My name is May.
My name is Stephanie. This is the podcast about celebrity scandals, gossip, drama, pop culture, biographies, music, reality TV. What the fuck else did we talk about?
Celebrity, politics,
sports, Lakers.
Trying to get the pie. And we're not going to discuss the Dodgers.
Somebody said something really good, like, you know how hard it is being a fucking Dodger fan. This shit always happens, dude. I don't even want to talk about it.
It's like whenever pumpkin spice season comes along, it's also like Dodger choked season. Like they're choking on those pumpkin spice lattes.
Fucking Clayton Kershaw can't get anything together. I just saw Mina Suvari's pregnant. That's somebody you don't think about often who's cool, right?
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah. You remember that movie Sugar and Spice?
I love Sugar and Spice. I always watch it when it's on.
May, I remember liking it. And right now, because I saw the news, I clicked on her IMDb. And I was like, oh my God, I should try to find this somewhere.
Is that the one where the song is like, baby, I'm ready to go. From the rooftop, shout it out. Yeah, I fucking love that movie.
That's a bop. That's a movie. Let's see. Okay, it's my turn. It's a mini episode. What's up?
What's up?
Okay, so this happened back in 2014, and it's about James Franco. Everybody knows who he is, right? He's an actor. He's a he's a person.
A creep.
Yeah, he's a creepy guy. Once thought to be a very promising actor.
Yeah.
So around this time, he had just finished doing like 127 hours, which he got an Oscar nom for.
Damn, that was that long ago?
Yeah, This Is the End. And then for some reason, he decided to host the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
Which this isn't, this quickie is not about that, but let's just talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Basically, James at the time, he said he had accepted the job from the Academy because he thought it was a once in a lifetime experience. And the Academy pushed to have James Franco and Anne Hathaway host the Oscars because at that time they were losing like a ton of
younger viewers,
just viewers in general, I think. But then they said they wanted to appeal to a younger audience. So I also don't know if this was the year, or tell me if you remember this. Do you remember NERD one time did the score for the Oscars?
No.
Or am I tripping?
I do not remember that.
I remember, and maybe I'm wrong, and I tried to look it up right before this, but I couldn't find it, so I might be wrong. That one award show, maybe it was the Golden Globes then or something else, NERD did, like, the score, like, for the, you know, the intros and outros.
Right.
And I just remember, like, they would always pan to Chad and Pharrell in their little tuxes and shit. Anyway, so it was kind of a weird time. I think they were all kind of, like, just looking for younger viewers.
Right.
Anyways, it was a fucking disaster.
It's just like, that's not a job that you can give to someone without hosting experience.
Yeah, that's a very just, particular type of skill. Like,
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care who it was. If just a random actor, actress, like, it's like, so what I'm saying is no shade to Anne and James. Like, just not everybody can do that.
Yeah, for sure. So James just basically stood there like a sponge while Anne Hathaway went full cheerleader prep squad, and they had like almost no fucking chemistry whatsoever. James was highly criticized for his lack of energy, and he was named the worst host in history.
It's
They're
true.
Not wrong. Yeah. So whatever. So that didn't work out for him. And then around this time, he starts making some more interesting choices in his career. He had recently finished his BA at UCLA, and then he went on to Columbia to get his MFA while teaching a film course at NYU, which, you know, that's cool. I mean, if you want to get an education, like, that's cool, but you don't need it.
Right. Yeah.
He also then, like, completely focused on only making super niche indie films, and then finally set his sights on Broadway to start in a revival of Mice and Men. Mm-hmm. Alongside Chris O'Dowd and Leighton Meester.
Oh, Chris O'Dowd is so cute to me.
He's really dreamy, like in a weird, funny way.
Yeah.
And like, I think, for I don't know about you, but like my introduction to him was Bridesmaids.
I'd seen him in like...
Girls? Was that after
that Bridesmaids? That was after Bridesmaids, but all I'd right. seen... He was on the sitcom, the IT Crowd.
Oh, okay.
That was... That. It's BBC.
Okay.
Like I'd seen him, but like then but that was the first time in Bridesmaids where I looked at him and I was like, he's like cute.
He's a romantic
though.
Lead. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever watch his HBO show?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but he is super dreamy, and like I like the way he dresses, just kind of like it's not pretentious or anything, just like nice, you know, I love a man in a sweater. Nice sweaters. Oh, I love him.
Am I tripping? He's on an HBO show, right?
I think he was on some cable show.
Okay. Anyways. So after one particular showing of the play, this young blonde girl by the name of Lucy waited outside to take a photo with James Franco. I think you all remember now.
Yeah.
Or at least May does. According to Lucy, she was on a trip to New York City from her home of Scotland as an early birthday present. And she was...
What birthday was that?
Her 18th birthday.
Okay.
She was able to take an Instagram story video of herself outside. Like, she was outside waiting for him. She took a story when he walked out and stuff, and and he was out there signing autographs. And in the video, he, like, looks up and smiles for her little video and asks her to tag him. Mm-hmm. And for anybody who had Instagram back then or maybe even followed James, he was super active at the time on Instagram and super weird. Like, he would often pose, like just post weird like half naked or naked pictures. He was always painting Spider-Man. I don't know. He's just weird and creepy vibes. Not as creepy at the time. Like at the time it just seemed kind of like, oh, he's such a weirdo. But now that we know way more about him.
Right.
I look back and I'm like, oh, that was really creepy.
Okay.
So she tagged him in the video, and 35-year-old James Franco then slid into those DMs later that night.
He said, girl, you trying to get the pipe?
Straight up.
Chris O'Dowd was commenting, like, you left me. Tell them to turn the bus around.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, tell them to make a U-turn.
Oh my God. So Lucy starts. Okay, sorry. No, James started up the chat just like, hi, asking where she lives, how long she's going to be in New York. She tells him it's her 18th birthday present, so just a few days. And he says, quote, you're 18, and then asks who she's there with. Mm-hmm. He asks if she has a boyfriend, and she said, not if you're around. Then I know, Lucy?
Yeah. Hey.
Then he asks if he could see her, and she starts getting kind of skeptical because she's like, are you really James Franco? Like, she starts kind of like not believing
right
that she's talking to him, and she's like, it was just April Fool's, like, is this a fucking joke? Like, she doesn't believe that it's him. So like the good 90-day fiance slash catfish he is, he sends her some selfies and even one where he like wrote her name on a piece of paper.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To prove that it was
right,
him.
Right. Speaking of 90 Day Fiancé.
What?
Darcy.
Oh my God, man. Darcy's engaged.
Darcy's engaged.
Did you see her photoshopped as
Vincent? Yes.
Nothing looks as smooth as that skin, baby. That shit is crazy.
You know, and the only thing smoother than that was Lucy saying, not when you're around the James Franco.
So... he asks if he can go to her room, and to me, it feels a little pushy. Like, I'm not particularly savvy with the singleness, but he's like, can I go to your room? And then he's like, yes or no, tomorrow or Thursday, should I rent a room? And I'm like, damn, full relax.
Damn.
Yeah. But like I said, this time she's still sketched out by it. She still doesn't really believe that it's him. And then she's like, you know what? I'll come back when I'm 18. And then he says, okay. And she's like, none of my friends are going to believe this. And he says, don't tell. And then he says, text me whenever you want to meet. So Lucy, like every other 17-year-old girl on the planet, immediately took screenshots.
Yep. Yeah.
And sent them to all of her homies back in Scotland, because that's what you do. I mean, she's 17. She,
yeah.
You know, she probably had a crush on him. And then, yeah, he's talking
honestly,
to her.
Lucy, you're a stronger woman than I am, because I would have been like, yeah, get a room.
Mom and Dad, I'll be back.
What's the address? What did I drink at 17?
Shirley Temple. Give me some 99 bananas.
Make sure you put the Alizé on ice. Let me get my driver's permit. I'll see you. My learner's permit. I'll see you in 5 minutes.
So then Lucy's friends, I mean, I don't know, it got leaked. But you know, they weren't keeping that shit secret. They were probably sharing it to other people. And then the conversation got leaked online because, of course, these are fucking kids. James pretty much immediately responded. Once it started going viral on Instagram and everything, he first posted a post on Instagram where he wrote really creepily, I hope parents keep their teens away from me, LOLOL, or something.
That's just not a fucking joke.
And then he immediately deleted it.
Yeah.
And then later that week appeared on Live with Kelly and Michael. Remember that? Remember Michael was on that show for a second?
Michael Strahan.
Yeah. To promote the play because Of Mice and Men had like just started a show.
Wow.
Yeah. And he brought it up. He said he was embarrassed and that he was like a model of how social media could be tricky. And he said he knows that this is how a lot of people meet each other now, but you don't really ever know who's on the other send, on the other end. And he used bad judgment. So he just like he kind of took the L, but without addressing her age.
Yeah. And then also, what is he? Who's the villain then in that pseudo apology? Like, who's on the other end?
Right. I don't get what he means, like, because she didn't know if he was real.
Right.
So I don't get what that was in reference to either. I was confused by that.
Yeah, because are you saying like, oh, she played you or something, or like, no?
Yeah, or maybe like if she knew it really was him, he would have just got laid and then and then this whole thing wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Anyway, so this was going viral, however, the age of consent in New York is 17, so it wasn't technically against the law. Yeah. But there was still a lot of press about that. Like, and it certainly now looking back was kind of a smoking gun, because just a few years later, several young actresses came out with stories of sexual assault that they suffered at the hands of Franco.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for another day, another drama.
What's he doing right now?
I don't know, mate. Like, he really laid low after the... I don't remember where the piece was where it was girls who had signed up for his acting class. And a bunch of them came forward, said that James had sexually assaulted them. And then after that, I feel like I don't ever remember him making a response or anything. He just kind of like stopped.
Right. Yeah.
On some Megan Amram shit.
Never to be heard of again.
Never to be heard of again. So the whole thing with the Insta exchange kind of blew over. He pretty much stopped using his Instagram after that, but kept making some movies. But like I said, this is a time when he started making weirder choices with his work, and his career didn't really pan out the promising way that it had looked at one point.
Mm-hmm. You know why? It's because he's pretentious. Like, he thinks that he's a lot. He thinks he's more of an intellectual than he is. More of a better artist than he is.
More handsome than he is.
Right.
Yeah, I think that he kind of thinks that he's in on the joke about Hollywood or something. Like that he gets it.
Yeah.
And he wants to play, but then he doesn't play the game. Like,
right.
I mean, if you're in on it, bro, then play the game. Like, get yourself a couple W's. Taking all these L's ain't it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think he could have had that. He could have had the career that it seemed like he was on track. I mean, if he wouldn't have been a creep.
Yeah.
And also if he took himself way less seriously.
Right. And like was humble. Yeah. Humble, you know. Yeah. Because he was he had made cool choices. Like in the beginning, mm-hmm. he made cool choices. He was doing indie shit and then blockbuster shit, which I like both. So I like when people do shit like that. Yeah, and then I don't know what the fuck happened. That's what he deserves, honestly.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you deserve to fall off because you're a fucking creep.
The last time I saw him in something was The Room.
The Room?
Or no, The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, that's right. And that was exactly when he won the Golden Globe. Mm-hmm. And then the story came out and then they were shut out from like every other award, which that sucks for Seth Rogen.
Why for Seth Rogen?
Because he was, I think he's in that movie with him.
I only remember Dave Franco.
Ooh, that sucks for Dave Franco also.
it sucks for like also Alison Brie, because I feel like Alison Brie has to answer for it sometimes too. Like I'll see her in an interview or something and then like she'll just have to like, you know, skirt around the topic because they'll ask her about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Seth Rogen produced it and he's in it. Yeah, that shit sucks. I just saw Alison Brie in something that I was
and they canceled Glow.
I know. I saw that. People were up in arms.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, that was it. That was my little mini about James Franco being an Instagram freak, creep, geek, freak, geek, creep.
Certified creep.
That's what he said on Live with Regis and Michael and Kelly.
All right, guys, well, that was this week's Drama Club.
Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at Drama Club Pod and on the website dramaclubpod.com.
On the hotline, 505-539-0556 at our P.O. Box. P.O. Box number 27433 LACA 90027. Leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts, and we'll talk to you on Thursday with a brand new Real Ass episode.
Bye.
Bye.
However, whatever with your helmet.